Welcome to worship today, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West. We've been gathering this way for many weeks now in a changed world, changed from even 6 months ago. We started the school year at the end of January thinking we had the worst of the fires behind us, and we did. But we didn't realise what was in store. The changes to our lives and our way of living, the changes to the world. And we discovered there are new ways of connecting with people, new ways of being the church, of worshipping together. And yes, it hasn't been easy. Some of us have found it isolating and lonely. But we have discovered Christ's presence with us through all. And as we've met each week, we've lit candles here and at home. Reminding us of the presence of Christ as we meet in this way, and a symbol of unity as we light them together. Almost 2 weeks ago, a number of us met to celebrate finishing reading the New Testament, which we started together on the 1st of December last year, one chapter a day. And some of you have been a part of that journey over that time. So when we met, we brainstormed about what we could do next, and we read the final chapter, Revelation 22, together. And at the end of this reading, there was this spontaneous applause, not because of what we had done so much, but the fact, the joy of completing something together and the joy of journeying together in God. Some shared that they hadn't read the Bible in this way before, and others remarked about how meaningful it was to do it, knowing that there are all these other people also reading the Bible one chapter at a time. Now we're looking at how to read the Bible, continuing that journey of reading the Bible together, still one chapter a day, which is so doable. So we're looking at chunks, and this week we're starting the first two books in the Old Testament, starting with the Bible Project overview of Genesis on YouTube on Tuesday, the 1st of September, and then reading one chapter per day together from Wednesday. And there'll be a calendar for that up on Facebook and also on the website. And there's also a private Facebook group that you can join as well, and contact me if you'd like to receive the calendar or be a part of the private Facebook group. It's a great way to read the scriptures with others and to grow in our faith. We pray that this service today encourages you in your faith and that you experience the presence of God as we gather together. We worship together. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name.
Sing your song again, whatever may pass, there strength is faith. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my voice will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord.
So last week we looked at who is Jesus and who do you say that Jesus is and how Jesus built his church on the rock. We're the church together. That service is available on YouTube. And this follows on. We're doing something a little bit different. Two people are sharing where they find God at work in their life and work. We stumbled on this about a year ago. I was preaching at Seeds Uniting for the day and needed a preacher for the 11 a.m. service. And various people weren't available. And eventually, I asked a couple of people to share where they find God at work in their life and work. We stumbled onto gold. The sharing came from the heart and it was authentic and real. And there was something about hearing people's stories that encourages us in our faith journey. So now, four times a year, whenever there's a fifth Sunday in the month, we share in this way at the 11 a.m. service. I have a book on my shelf entitled, Where Does God Go on Monday? And it talks about how we come and talk about God, how we look for God at work on Sundays. But how do we apply the messages we hear, the encouragement in our faith, from Sunday when in church or any day now that church online is available to us all the time, how do we apply this to our everyday when we're not in church, either in person or online? And we have 168 hours in the week and maybe 1 hour of that is at church. So what does that mean? When we talk about work, the definition is quite broad. Defined as everyday activities including paid employment, work in the home, volunteer work, parenting, hobbies, caring for grandchildren or aging relatives. Work has a wide definition. Just as God's work in the world is a reflection of that, God is at work in our world. We read in John 5, So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. In his defense, Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. God is at work in our lives and in our world. And we discover more of God every day. So today, Dorothy and Scott are sharing with us on where they see God at work in their life and work. It's not a message or a sermon as such. It's a sharing of our stories, sharing of God at work in our lives. And I pray it will encourage you in your faith.
A few weeks ago, we celebrated completing reading through our way through the New Testament. Who knew when that seed was planted in Lynn's heart that it would be such an encouragement in the year that we find ourselves in? I found it to be a very valuable thread, complementing the daily devotion and year's reflection book that Brian and I chose to read at the start of 2020. Despite these year's events being so turbulent, I am noticing the pervading peace in my daily life. This is present even though there are situations that have been hard and challenging personally. Brian losing his job again. My daughter moving to WA and not being able to get back to visit us for quite some time. But I feel that sense of God at work and I trust in him. Some days, because of the nature of my work, I might meet challenges, stories of great trauma and loss. I have the privilege of sitting with people as they share and struggle that an unrelenting pain that they find themselves in. I'm helpless to prevent this pain or change it, but I know that somehow God prompts me to listen, to sit with and walk alongside these people. To unearth the conversations that might keep them limited, to shine a light in their darkness, anchoring myself in God's word gives me the nourishment to withstand these hard and challenging stories. When I was 18, my mum gave me a Bible for my 18th birthday, and in the front she'd written a verse, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly," 1 Colossians 3, verse 16. I found this word continually pop up in my life as I've journeyed through, and it seems to resonate with what we've been learning this year. The more that we sit and allow God's word to speak to us, the more that we can feel encouraged and notice that sense of peace. Another thing that some of you might not have known is that Brian and I have been hiking the Heysen Trail. This has been a 5-year journey, so a little bit longer than reading through the New Testament. And it's involved climbing some pretty steep mountains, walking along some pretty boring dirt roads, planning and navigating some challenges. And life's like that. Life is like that. Sometimes we have boring parts in our life. Sometimes we have mountains that seem unsurmountable. But I have found that as I have had the privilege of actually engaging in seeing the beauty all around me, that God has spoken to my heart and there's been analogies and metaphors that I have taken into my week because of the glimpses of God's glory that I've seen. So these are the things I just wanted to share with you that I have reflected on at God at work in my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Scott. I've been asked to speak where I find God in my work and in my home life. Well, the answer is quite literally everywhere. I work as a chef in a childcare centre at Nazareth Catholic Community College. Nazareth has a strong culture and core principles professing, witnessing God and the Catholic Church. This is not to say that all staff are Christians or Catholic. Many staff join the team just because of the caring work environment, stability, and the good wages. It's a workplace where you're encouraged to share your journey and God in your life. Regular prayer times and staff matters are held. Staff are encouraged to share their successes and needs through the email system for all the community to see. September's coming, and September is Wellness Month across all campuses, with encouraging words and treats that are delivered to workstations and staff rooms. A staff reflection day is held where we all get together. We have breakfast, share, and have teachings. And this year's focus is not so much on us, but on sharing. And for my part, I'm going to a shared community where families have lost their homes and their incomes. And there I'll be doing some instructing on budget cooking and how to make meals at low cost. We'll be putting together some meals that they can store away and then share for lunch. Others of my team that are going to that place will be taking children away for godly play and treats. It really is wonderful to be of service. I myself have experienced the love and the care of my work community. In previous years, Kiri lost her job. Then there was the necessity for her to have her knees operated on, which took her out of action. And if that wasn't bad enough, through circumstances, our niece and nephew came to live with us, 7 people in a 3-bedroom house. It was a very anxious and depressing time. Many days I'd come home from work to see who needed help first, just to carry on. It took quite a toll on all of us. The love and the care of my work community, church community, friends and family are truly who got us through this time. I've never had my workplace come to my home to check on me, deliver meals and help with basic chores around the house. Extra furniture, beds were either lent or borrowed. Children were taken to appointments that we couldn't get to. Meals sent, shopping items were donated and delivered. Then there were just the visits, a cup of tea, kind words and prayers. As I've been so blessed, so I bless others. At the childcare centre, I continue to put meals together and the sisters take them away to the community outreach group to deliver to the families who are in need within our community. God loves a cheerful giver. When he sees that someone giving freely out of love, God blesses them more. We are blessed to be a blessing. God has given everyone different talents to be used for the benefits of others. Thanks. Amen.
Thanks to Dorothy and to Scott for sharing their stories and being brave to do so in the camera. So where do you find God in your life and work? Where do you see God at work in your life? If you've got other people in your household, you might want to talk about that during the day. Where do you see God at work? Or if you live alone, perhaps ring someone and talk to them about where you see God at work. Because God is at work in our lives. God is at work in the world. And we pray that we would see God more and more every day. As a part of that, we get to participate in the work of God. Participate in the mission that God is already doing in the world. We often think of the mission thing as something we go out and do, but God has a mission and we're able to participate in that. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways that we see you at work in the world. We see you in nature. We see you in the lives of others around us. We feel your peace. We know your love. In the times when it's tough, we feel your joy. In the good times. Thank you that we can know you in our everyday lives, working in us, working through us. We're sorry for those times when we don't see you, when we do things that separate us from you and from others. Thank you that these things and all our sins are forgiven through Christ. Christ's death on the cross for us. Holy Spirit, help us to have our eyes and our ears open to see you at work in all the different things that we do during the week. Not just on Sundays, but Monday to Saturday. We come to you. Let our hearts be changed and renewed, flowing from the grace that we find, that we see in you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. And I encourage you as a part of this to participate in the prayer and to think of those situations that we can be praying for as we pray. Loving God, as you are at work in the world, and yet we see things around us that we know that we mess up. In places where there is war and hunger, that is very much human doing. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world that are doing it tough. We pray for ways that there would be enough food to share around our world. And we pray that people will put down their weapons of war and value human dignity for all. Lord, continue your work in this world. We pray that all of those that are doing it tough with COVID-19, we pray for those who are grieving, for those who are suffering. We pray for an end to this pandemic and an end for all. Lord Jesus, we think of our nation and we lift to you the situations that we're all aware of. Including those areas where there are clusters of COVID and it's hard at the moment. Those places that don't have enough rain, we pray for rain. And for situations where there are difficulties between people or peoples, we pray for reconciliation, ongoing reconciliation between us with First Peoples and Second Peoples, with different races and cultures. Help us to be a unified nation. And Holy Spirit, we bring to you people that we know and love that are on our hearts. We lift them to you in the many different circumstances they find themselves in. And we pray for your healing, for your love, your grace and your mercy, and for hope, hope in their lives. Lord, continue to work in us as we work, as we live, as we pray, as we follow you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
No.
Thank you for being a part of this service today. We hope it's been refreshing and encouraging. I encourage you, as I do each week, to reach out and to connect with others. And we also continue to bring our gifts to God. And we pray that our offerings, as well as the offering of ourselves, our time and our energy, will be used for God's work in the world. Tonight, the 5 p.m. service is hosting a community food night in the car park at Adelaide West. There'll be coffee and cakes and slices, entertainment, and also frozen takeaway meals will be given out, and everything is free to the community. It's a wonderful way to connect with our community. Please pray with us that people in the surrounding streets will hear about this and respond, and that we'll be able to make meaningful connections with our neighbours as we continue to serve our great God. And we'll have more to share about that next week. If you would like prayer, prayer is always available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Next week we'll be having communion online, so you might like to have some bread and juice ready for that. As we go into this week, we go remembering that God is at work in the world, at work in our lives, at work in the people that we come across. And so we go looking, seeing where God is at work, and looking to participate in the mission, in the work of God in the world. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the friendship and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and each day as you serve God's world. Amen. Blessings on your week ahead.
Hold me close. Let your love surround.